This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Have you ever looked at a guinea pig and thought to yourself, I bet that would be a delicious ice cream flavor? If you answered yes, great news. A woman in Ecuador, she's been selling hundreds of guinea pig flavored ice cream cones a day. And they believe that it's about to take off worldwide. I'm not sure who they are, but I think they're wrong. By the way, if you're wondering, yes. It is made with real guinea pig. We'll cover that later. I'm not even kidding. Now, not to be outdone, a Dutch company, they just launched a tortilla chip flavored to taste like a 9-volt battery. Unlike the guinea pig ice cream, the tortilla chips, not made with real 9-volt batteries. And that might be about the only thing.
So, like, it tastes electric?
It tastes like, basically, everyone's put their tongue on a 9-volt battery. None of us have said, boy, that's delicious, but that particular sensation is what they're trying to recreate through various spices, etc., etc. Now, while both of these products are entirely unnecessary, they're also easy to avoid. But that's not always the case. Sometimes you get something in your mouth that you've never planned on. In my case, baby puke, baby pee, dog sneezes, thank you, Molly, and toilet water immediately come to mind on a personal level. Now, none of these were an experience I wanted, but they were experiences that I had, and I know I'm not alone. Look, sometimes we voluntarily take a bite or sip of something. Other times, well, something splashes, drips, or occasionally crawls into our mouth. And that's what today's question is all about, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. We want to know, intentional or not, what did you get a taste of?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9.
KISW. Well, Patel's away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,367. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, we'll be joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. We will sit and spin. And today, we get 10 jazz covers of rock songs.
Jazz, baby. Yeah, we're going to cover the rock songs.
But vocalized versions.
Yeah, that's what we do, man.
Of jazz. So not necessarily smooth jazz. Because smooth jazz covers everything.
That's for John Tesh, baby.
Yeah. Kenny G, John Tesh. All the big ones.
Who else?
That's about it.
Those are all the big ones.
For smooth jazz?
Yeah.
You see the commercial with John Tesh right now?
Oh, yeah, because Round Ball Rock is back.
That is correct. And it's just, I'm watching the commercial last night. I had not seen it, and everyone's just talking about the theme music. It gets me excited. Then at the end of the commercial, there's John Tesh, his version of rocking out on the keyboard. And oh, I don't really know why it made me chuckle, but I'm like, all right, man.
Have you guys ever heard John Tesh's radio show?
Yes.
So he basically just drops to the radio stations. They put them in. They play whatever they want. But he'll come on going, did you know that peanut butter comes in two different varieties?
Yeah, that's about
creamy
it.
Creamy and crunchy. You're listening to the John Tesh show. And then you're like, you're almost like mesmerized by the level of dumbness that he's dropping on you.
Everybody should Google John Tesh Round Ball Rock.
Oh, yeah.
It's him on stage, and he's explaining how he had it in his head and left a voicemail. And then when he starts hitting that keyboard.
Oh, he goes off.
He gets so fired up before you know it. You're like, I love NBA basketball.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Jesus, I didn't even know I liked hoops that much.
I know the show in this commercial, you know, everyone's saying, oh, I hear the music get fired up. You don't know what they're talking about. Then there's John Tesh on the stage by himself. He's got this long black trench coat on, a really bad haircut. But like I said, his version of rocking out on the keyboard. I'm like, go get it, John. All right, man. Do your thing.
I'm trying to think. Do I know that song?
Yes, you know the song. Mike, can you find the NBA?
On NBC, Round Ball Rock. NBC.
You'll know it as soon as you hear it, but John Tesh.
Why is he doing the commercial?
Because he's the guy that wrote the tune.
And yeah. NBC has got the rights back.
Yeah.
Okay. To the NBA.
I know that.
Okay. All right.
Like I said, he wrote that. So, like, you, like me as a sports nerd, I've known this for years, and I'm like...
So that's your favorite John Tesh tune?
Yeah. Oh, hands down.
That's, like, number one. That's a stairway to heaven.
I made fun of John Tesh until I found out he made that song. Then I'm like, he's a god.
Yeah. I love this man.
Yeah.
He can do basically. No wrong.
Okay.
You got him.
Wait for it. Hang on. I'm going through ads and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Get to the Tesh, man. You're right. This is his stairway to heaven. So,
but he does do smooth jazz.
But do they play that on smooth jazz radio stations?
They should.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, he is rocking, man.
I wonder if he ever thinks about vocals for these tunes. Like, I'm John Mother.
They had to edit that part out.
So that's the whole thing, that part. He's in another city, and he's like, I can use this. Calls his own house. This is back in the day when you had answer machines.
Voicemail, whatever.
It just leaves him going, and then writes it.
I'm the Tesh man.
Okay.
There'll be no Tesh slander in this studio.
10 Jazz covers of rock songs coming up at 4:30 as we will sit and spin. And today we're going to talk about whether it was intentional or not. What did you get a taste of? We saw VD in the hallway. He said that he was up this morning early. He had on clog one, so to speak.
He
was down there grinding in the tub with the old plunger. But he said a drop popped up, hit him right on the lip.
Oh, yeah.
That's close enough. That counts today, by the way.
I've been hit in the face with so much toilet water now. I'm not throwing anyone under the bus. We know. Toilet gets clogged. You got to go in there and plunge. And I'm telling you, you never want poop water to hit you in the face, but you do feel better when it's your own, even though it's gross.
Yeah.
But when it is someone else's, and trust me, it is someone else's when I'm in there, man, and it already kind of sucks, and the water splashes up and hits you. It's just, I can't explain it. I mean, it's never gone in my mouth, but same thing, hit my lip, which is close enough to my mouth, and then, I don't know, for days, man, you remember that it happened. Yes, you have showered. You have washed your face. You have scrubbed your face, and it's like, I'm not licking my lips because turd water hit it, man. Not toilet water. We're talking dark brown poop water.
Ew.
And it's not okay.
No.
It's just not okay.
But so whether it's intentional, I mean, whether you meant to try something or otherwise it just got in your mouth. Basically, today we're just going to talk about things that, intentional or not, what did you get a taste of?
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad? And we'll start with this. A new Dutch snack brand is trying to draw attention to itself by launching the world's first 9-volt battery-flavored tortilla chip. A flavor most 90s kids will surely remember. I am not sure that I remember doing this.
You never put your tongue on top of the 9-volt battery? It was like a
maybe
rite of passage.
A long time ago.
Hurts like hell.
I
well, it depends
I did it
how
too.
Long you
I
leave.
Feel like
your
everybody
tongue.
Had like somebody it, was like, "Come on, man, you got to try."
I've done it recently, just in the sense that we had a blackout and you're not sure which batteries still work. And as stupid as it is, you stick a 9-volt on your tongue. If it barely hurts, the battery.
Mike, just throw the 9-volt I gave you.
If it lights your ass up, it's still the first.
You took
battery.
It home. Okay, all right. No, I was going to try one. I mean, I think that was the last one.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we got fresh ones. We got fresh ones.
Do we?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And like I said, if you can't tell, seriously, put your tongue on it. If it doesn't really hurt, it's dying.
So if you grew up in the 90s, you probably remember the metallic tang and slight buzz you got when you touched the metal tip of a battery with your tongue. It was a silly but very popular trend among kids back in the day. And Dutch snack brand Rewind is betting the nostalgia or pure curiosity will draw a lot of people to its new 9-volt battery-flavored tortilla chips, recreating that childish experience in a way that leaves the chips palatable, but the taste challenging. But Rewind assures everyone that no battery components were used in the making of the snack, clarifying that the ingredients are entirely safe and food-grade.
If you have to tell people that, there's something wrong.
I still feel like they made this in a lab. It was definitely an unusual, brief moment in time. But we did use a blend of citric acid and sodium bicarbonate to create the tongue-tingling effect. Balanced it out with mineral salts, which give the chips a metallic tang. The result is a surprisingly tasty and definitely full of flavor that sparks curiosity.
Again, tasty and full of flavor, that's not necessarily a compliment. As a chef of mine told me years ago, I tried something he made, I don't remember, and I said, "That's tasty." He looked me right in the eye, and he said, "Dog ass is tasty. Is it good or bad?"
Yeah. Apparently right now,
and full of flavor is one of those ones, again, too. Because I've said it before, I've tried something and went,
strong flavor.
Yeah, lots of flavor.
Does that mean it's good?
Nope.
No.
Lick someone's armpit. Full of flavor.
Currently only available in the Netherlands.
Good. Good,
so
good.
That's
but
one
you know what?
Things.
The Dutch, you can keep that one.
I mean, I get it. You know, people are talking about it.
Okay, now, are we sure this is good? Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, look, it's still got the top on it.
Okay. So now, do I put my tongue on both parts?
Yeah. Just put it on the flat of your tongue.
Am I going to die or anything?
Should he take his headphones off?
Let's see.
Ah, yeah, go ahead. Take your headphones.
Ooh, that's pretty smart. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're probably safe.
I mean, I think you're safe. I mean, we are connecting.
Little did they know.
We're making a current.
Got my hand on the dump button.
Okay.
Go for it, buddy.
How long do I hold on for?
You'll know. You'll pull it off when it's too much.
Nothing?
I mean, not really.
Nothing?
No.
Okay.
Do you want chips to taste like that?
I don't.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad I took my headphones off, though.
Yeah.
I've seen it thousands of
jackass dies on the air. Why?
You shorted out all the other stations?
Pretty much. That'd be funny. Good times.
No.
Were you guys looking batteries on the air?
Yeah.
Miles was. Hey, man. Give it a shot. So when that dries out, you guys going to give it a crack?
I do it more often than anything. Again, just because kids use batteries for everything. And then somehow there's a pile of batteries that sit in one place. Mm-hmm. They don't know which ones are dead. And I don't know why they won't just throw them out. Anyway, but yeah, I do the tongue test. I'm like, oh, okay, that one's good.
We already know what each other's mouth tastes like. Go give it a shot.
I've already done it. I do it all the time. All
right. Yeah. Ted?
Yeah, I'm good.
Mike, you want to give it a shot?
No,
do
it for me. I don't need to. I already have.
Why not? You've done it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I don't see that. That's not something I would want to keep eating.
No.
That's my issue.
You know?
Right. Kind of like sometimes when they make those, like the crazy, what is it?
Jones soda?
Whatever.
Oh, right.
Right.
Ooh,
at least,
man.
At least with Jones soda, I could fathom it. They just wanted to get on the shelf. So you have those.
Turkey and gravy soda for right. Thanksgiving.
But, right, like the Pocky, like super hot chip. It's like, well, nobody's going to eat a bag of them.
Does Jones still do that?
They do it around the holidays, do I they? Believe. So Thanksgiving, you can get the turkey and gravy soda. I think at this point, now that people know who they are, they stick with their, what do they have? Root beer, cream soda, vanilla, orange and cream, grape, blue bubble gum, and kiwi.
So, Mike, this was back, we were in Baltimore. Okay. And Jones, you know, I'm not even sure we knew Jones was in Seattle.
We did not know.
All we knew was that they had this, like, 4 or 5 bottle flavor pack.
Mm-hmm.
A Thanksgiving holiday basket type thing.
Including green beans.
It was green bean soda. It was turkey soda. Mashed potatoes and gravy,
mm-hmm.
stuffing, and maybe cranberry.
Maybe.
Somewhere, whatever the realm is. Whatever the main hitters were, Jones had it in soda. And, I mean, we tried them all. My recollection is...
It was terrible.
They were terrible.
But, that said, understand something, too. I can't say they were terrible, because to Jones' credit, they nailed the taste they were looking for.
Correct. It just wasn't correct in the soda format.
Right, your brain can't reconcile drinking turkey. You know what I mean? I'm like, this does taste like turkey.
But turkey drink.
Who was it? Harry Potter jelly beans or Beanie Bots or something that had like the vomit flavored jelly beans?
Yeah, so it was Harry Potter
earwax.
Basically, the jelly belly of Harry Potter is Bertie Bott's every flavor bean.
Okay,
and yeah, she did have boogers and vomit.
But the problem was they also nailed the taste. So, like when you got the earwax, you're like, this tastes like earwax. This is not awesome.
Yeah. They say it resembles a small beaver or a very large rat. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service would like to see more of them go into your gumbo. That would be nutrias.
Oh, yeah.
Semi-aquatic rodents native to South America. They are now invasive and found in around 18 states, including California, where they've reappeared after they were thought to have been eradicated in the 1970s. Now, in a news release for the National Invasive Species Awareness Week, which was just a few months ago.
How do we not know?
I'm sure you got those emails. The meat of nutrias is lean, mild, and tastes like rabbit. Others actually say it tastes more like turkey.
Okay.
Nutrias, also known as swamp rats, were brought to the U.S. for fur trade, but have been present in the wild, especially along the Gulf Coast, since at least the 1940s. Now, they eat around 1/4 of their body weight a day. And so apparently that can devastate wetlands. And their nonstop munching and burrowing destroy the plants to keep marshes stable. So basically you're getting erosion, loss of habitat, and wetlands that look like something out of a disaster movie.
I know for a while in like New Orleans and stuff at night.
Oh, yeah.
The police would just like kind of cruise up and down the canals and just shoot them.
Yeah, they'd have the spotlight on. And I mean, just shot.
Yeah.
But they describe them as invasive and delicious. So, Robbie Carter, he is the organizer of the annual Louisiana Nutria Rodeo, told the New York Times that hunters show up with truckloads of nutria carcasses for the event, which features a nutria toss competition and a cook-off. Got about 6 or 7 teams. They make tacos, gumbo. They made Sloppy Joes.
Man, I mean, right.
I think I go for the Sloppy Joe first.
Compared to dark turkey meat or rabbit, I mean, that just sounds good.
Yeah. They say it's not a complete solution, but look, they say if you're going to kill them, you should probably try them because they are delicious. So they've got a new, slogan, Eat the Invaders. And they also list on there invasive carp and green iguana, or chicken of the trees, they call it.
You know what we need then?
You need someone
like Arby's to step up. We have the meats. Right? Why not? If Arby's said, listen, man, we've heard about the nutria. We know they're invasive. Asking your average person to help cull the population, it's not enough. We are a major business. We now have the open-faced Nutria sandwich with horsey sauce. I give it a try.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, they had venison for a while, which is just
Arby's
deer.
Been?
Yeah.
Really?
That was like a big thing a couple years ago. They were like, all right, now we got deer meat.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm 100% in just on the description. I'm going to eat one of these rats.
We need a fast food place that deals just with invasive species. Right? So it's like, look, we got the green iguana burger, or do you want the open-faced Nutria sloppy Joe?
Roadkill drive-thru.
Yeah, roadkill drive-thru.
I met on a buddy when we were camping. He swore on eating either salamander or frog eggs.
Eggs.
Which you will find in ponds.
Yeah, have you? But frog eggs you are also just
find
a big...
Them in, you also find them in puddles that have been stagnant for a long time.
But
not
like,
good.
Frog eggs are just a big gelatinous collection.
He used to take one.
All right.
With the little embryo guy inside.
All right.
And throw them in his mouth, either swallow them or spit them into the lake because the largemouth bass love them.
Okay.
So that was just something that he did.
They didn't like fry them or anything like that.
He basically said there was no taste. You're basically just putting in a jellyfish in your mouth with zero taste. So if you swallowed it, it was not hard to swallow. So he would just do that, obviously, for shock effect.
Sure. Well, why don't we just hide them in boba tea then?
But you could also, but he ate them.
No. I mean, hey, to each their own. I just remember my experience with frog eggs, like it's like a ribbon of like you see little black pods.
You can pull them apart.
I did not bother to do that. I just remember putting a stick in the guy's pond, and when you pulled the stick out, man, it was, I mean, just covered in frog eggs. And I never thought to myself, man, I should eat this.
Yeah.
Never crossed my mind.
I think the first thing that got in my mouth that freaked me out was probably, other than things that I put in intentionally.
Sure.
So I would eat, I would put a helgamite in my lip for fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Or mealworms. That was not a big deal. Because if you're going to go out, we didn't really have a place to put those things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just stick them in your mouth. But we were doing the frog dissection thing, and my lab partner, bless you, cut into the stomach, and that juice squirted in my eyes. It squirted all over my mouth and my face and my nose. And I think it was the worst part about it was just going into my nose.
Yeah.
Because the smell was so bad, and you could not get rid of it. And once it got, like, on your lip, you just could not get rid of it.
Hey, just taste it all day.
You're breathing it. You're tasting it. And, I mean, that was the one where I was like, I am not doing this. I refused. Like, you got in that. You keep going. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm washing this crap off my face. And I still could not get it off. The entire day, it was stuck to my face.
Look, little kids, you end up with stuff in your mouth whether you want to or not. And somehow, as a parent, you justify it because it came from your child. But I had a dog years ago, not my current dog. It's back in Baltimore. I am yawning. At the moment, I'm yawning. Big-ass shepherd. So when he's sitting on the floor, I'm sitting on the sofa. We're basically face-to-face. I have a yawn. I go to stifle it. Before I can get my fist in front of my mouth, the dog sneezes. And I swear to God, it felt like and it was just, you know, innocent thing. Went on purpose. Just one of those. And I'm like, I have a mouth full of whatever was in your face, man. Like, it went directly into my mouth. There's nothing you can. I tried to spit out some of it. But you can still tell there's some residue that the dog has presented. Yeah. It's this kind of thing. And if you don't know, dog snot tastes roughly like human snot. That was my experience.
Our question, intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK. Here's one. I worked in cryogenics in a lab this summer.
Freezing bodies.
After my freshman year of college. We always had access to liquid nitrogen in Fahrenheit. Liquid nitrogen is about minus 300 degrees. So one week, we were hosting some kids' camp that was supposed to encourage kids to enjoy science. So the last day, we told them that we could play with some liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So I filled a container, and the lab supervisor went off with the kids to collect different fruits that they wanted to shatter.
All right.
So once we had all the supplies, started dropping fruits in the nitrogen, then pulling them out with tongs and tossing them in the air. They would hit the concrete and shatter. Pretty sweet. I noticed that none of them were becoming completely frozen. And using my freshman understanding of heat transfer, decided that the fruit would be stuck at maybe freezing temperature until they were completely frozen, but should still be safe to eat. So for whatever reason, my supervisor allowed me to amaze the kids by putting the shattered fruit pieces in my mouth and trying to eat one. Of course, this game went terribly wrong. A kiwi split open in the nitrogen, and it froze solid. Now, the temperature upon shatter was somewhere between minus 100 and minus 300 degrees. So, when I popped a piece in my mouth, it froze to my tongue and stuck there for about 5 minutes. My tongue was actually frozen and white when the kiwi finally came off. You cannot imagine the pain when it thawed. My tongue ended up swelling to twice its normal size. It blistered and then popped and peeled and became a giant sore by the end of the day. For the next few weeks, I had a slowly shrinking sore. I could barely could eat, and my tongue grew back smooth. Years later, I do have all my taste, but I was worried about that for quite a while. Our question, intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Cool. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Beers, killer bands, and great food. The men's room 20th anniversary party going down Saturday, September the 6th at Black Raven Brewery. 1 until 6, we are celebrating 20 years here on The Rock.
Or 20 freaking years, as our bosses say.
Exactly. Now, with the ticket price, you're going to get a commemorative glass, a koozie, and a 16-ounce beverage to kick things off right.
Nothing wrong with
so
that.
So use that glass to walk around all day and drink delicious Black Raven beer.
And you get to see three bands, including the New Originals, which again, through extensive contract negotiations.
Back together once
again.
Agreed,
yes. Okay. Continuing our farewell tour.
All the details on the party at KISW.com. It is an all-ages event.
Yep.
You can bring the kids. Obviously, you need to be 21 to drink alcohol. Other than that, you will be good to go. Okay. So our question, intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? Here is a weird one. We have a woman in Atlanta. She is taking her daily vitamins on vacation, and she accidentally swallowed her diamond ring. Dana McMichael and her husband on vacation in Phuket, Thailand.
Aha.
Thank you.
When the unthinkable happened, we went out for dinner and drinks. We were there enjoying the beaches. And sure. When I got back, I wanted to take a shower. So the travel blogger said she was beyond jet lag after a long day of traveling, getting ready to get in the shower, and she took off her wedding ring and accidentally swallowed it with a handful of vitamins. Now, without looking, I threw everything in my mouth and washed it down with water. Now, she told Fox News, she immediately started to choke, but thought it was a magnesium pill. They got caught in her throat. So she says, when I started to choke on the pills, I noticed my ring is gone, and I knew something is wrong. So after looking around the hotel room for the missing ring, the couple joked that she might have just swallowed it. And after 2 days of searching, the pair went to a local clinic. So they got an x-ray. We couldn't believe it. The wedding ring is on the x-ray machine. The woman then said she could not stop laughing, saying it was the funniest thing ever to happen to her. But her husband, I guess he was relieved because, you know, he...
He doesn't have to buy another
one. He was afraid someone maybe stole it. He thought maybe the massage therapist kind of swiped it off the wife's finger when they were getting a massage earlier. So doctors at the clinic said she would pass the ring naturally, which she confirmed did happen. So she swallowed it on Sunday. What day did she pass it?
Tuesday.
I'd say...
Thursday. Thursday.
Damn, 4 days?
Yes.
Wow.
Is that your cycle? Or is that just how long it takes to poop out a wedding ring?
Maybe your body doesn't know what to do with the ring. I just feel like, you know, if I eat corn, I don't wait 4 days to discover it, you know?
Obviously, they were relieved when it came out because she was worried about flushing it down the toilet. So she's trying to save this thing. So basically,
you
have to understand what's going on.
Monday through Thursday, she has to check every poop.
You need to break that thing down into very, very small little pieces. That's the idea. Until you can finally find it. She regularly shares her travel adventures on social media. I joked after the occasion that the ring was now soaking in disinfectant.
I bet it is.
She captioned, well, it's your own stuff. She captioned the post, got my ring back. Well, I kind of never really lost it. It was always still with me.
That's a good point.
Have you guys ever had to dig? Well, you guys ever had to dig through anything, whether it was an animal, whether it was a child, a spouse, looking for something that had been swallowed, just to make sure that it came out?
No, I've never had to do. It's more every once in a while, maybe once every 3 months, because my dog's not a big chewer of things. But every once in a while, she goes out there and she poops, and I'm like, "What did you eat?" Because, you know, there's a ribbon in there or whatever it is. But my old dog, the one that sneezed in my mouth, if he ate anything wrong, he would come to me with that weird backwards walk, tail up, and you could look. And there's always, like, the tip of it sticking out of his anus.
So, like, help me?
Yes. And it's like, man, look, I love you. I will help you. But also, the thing you ate that is causing this problem, you knew not to eat it, man. And that dog did it with certain frequency. So I'm pulling up balloons, piece of ribbon, part of a shoestring, and it's just...
But the dog knew enough. So it came over and, like, help me.
Yes, he'd walk up and has that sad look.
Well, that's pretty smart. I mean, give the dog credit for understanding. I mean, it might be dumb to eat it.
Yes.
But when it needs... When it comes time to get rid of it, he's there.
I understand that. It was just more the point. This is not what I want to have to do. But there it was.
You're not giving the dog credit. Most animals, when you're hurting that bad, will...
Yeah, I need help.
We'll kind of be like, hey.
I've had some pretty dumb dogs, man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I just feel like animals in general, it's like, I don't know. You ever see that video of, like, some crazy wild animal? Like, why is it being so nice? It's like, get over here.
And yeah, because it's hurt. Yeah,
that's why. That's actually why I stopped putting icicles on the Christmas tree.
Oh, cats?
Cats.
Yeah, they will eat it, and they have a little silver hanging out of their backside. Like, come on, man.
Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
How many cigarette butts have you unintentionally tasted in your life? Because someone put it in a beer can or whatever it was, and you tip up the cigarette, not being in your mouth, but I'm saying, like, someone throws their butt out in the can. I've done it more times than I'd like, but I have definitively swallowed one.
Okay.
Where I tipped the beer can up. And before I could close my mouth, I felt the cigarette butt ricochet off my tongue and go straight down my throat. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
I had a very small joint. Mm. So it's kind of toward the end of it. So we're passing it around. But it got to the point where it got all gummed up.
Yeah.
So when I'm putting it up to my lips, I'm more sucking it in from the front of the cherry.
Yeah.
Not necessarily through the filter.
Yep.
Because it's just, it's not pulling.
Yeah.
So I'm doing one of these things sideways. And all of a sudden, back of the throat. Straight. I don't. No burn. It was on fire. I know that for a fact.
It just went straight to the gut.
It hit the back of my throat and dropped straight down.
I never got a pain.
I never got a pain.
When did I do that?
Years ago at Miggs's old house. We had these crazy joints that had like the, what was it? Like the little, like almost like a paper clip in it.
All right.
So you could hold it and really smoke the end of it.
Oh, a Randy.
A Randy.
Yeah.
But same thing.
You swallowed a Randy?
I don't remember this.
It was like the cherry and same thing. He's just hitting the very end of it. You just hear that. And he's like, oh. And he clearly did not swallow it. It clearly burned the back of his throat.
See, I didn't have that.
I don't remember that.
That's intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, old gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this might sound a little generic, but I guarantee you this happened. Part one, my parents went out of town for the day when I was about 6 years old, and basically we were just getting some lunch, and my babysitter, she, for some reason, she decided that it would be a good idea to put some broccoli in a bowl of mac and cheese. Normally, I don't mind broccoli, but this time, in mac and cheese with broccoli, let's just say they do not mix at all. And plus, they just, when I was just eating, over the tongue and down the throat and vomited straight out my mouth.
Now, look, I did that with lima beans because they're lima beans. I do not like broccoli, but my understanding universally from everyone I know that likes broccoli, which is 90% of the people I know, broccoli and cheese, like, they're like peanut butter and jelly.
Correct.
They're best for, like, people that don't even like broccoli will wolf it down with cheese. I will not, because it still tastes like broccoli to me, but that's weird to me that you think broccoli in macaroni and cheese is that disgusting.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, that was an interesting idea gone wrong on her part, but I forgave her a long time ago. And on top of that, my parents came back. I told them what happened, and they said, well, why don't we just have some hamburgers? And I said, sure, why not? And then my brother, he found a small Phillips head screw, and he decided to just play with it. I ended up tripping over and falling onto the table. I fell under the table, which caused the table to vibrate. And that screw fell off the table into my mouth, and I swallowed it by mistake. But fortunately, I did not get hurt, and otherwise I wouldn't be here telling you this story now. It was weird.
I can say I've never swallowed a screw. I know my father voluntarily said when he was a kid, he had a handful of BBs and swallowed them because you're a kid, you want to see what happens. I'm like, well, what happened? He's like, nothing. But I told...
Diverticulitis.
He's like, I told my mom about it. And so back then it was, is it cod liver oil or no, what's the one that makes you puke? Ipecac or something?
Yeah, Ipecac. Yeah.
All right. So I gave him that. And he's like, I puked up some of the BBs. And it's like, and the grandmother's like, there's no way that's all of them. As a kid, he's like, I don't know. So...
She dropped a magnet down his throat.
About 24 hours later, he's like basically sat on the toilet to poop, and he's like, have you ever heard a turd slam into the bottom of a toilet bowl? I'm like, no. He's like, nobody has, but when it's full of BBs, and it just went to the toilet. Huh. You look, and it, yeah.
Said, I this one.
A lot of BBs.
Okay, so I was eating a hot dog while walking through a park one summer in Switzerland, according to the Post. It was a summer school trip, and while I was walking, I realized I had this yellow stain on my shoulder and my shirt, thinking it was mustard from my hot dog. I wiped it off with my finger and licked it. Then my schoolmate asked me what was on my back, and I realized that I'd been also pooped on by a bird.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was mustard. It was not. Mm. So basically, I ate bird poop, which I thought was mustard that I had spilled from my hot dog. Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
You ever try shampoo?
No.
All right. And keep in mind, my brother, the quote-unquote smart one, 5 years older than me, and I'm maybe 4 or 5 years old, I guess, at the time. And at that time, my mother used Prel shampoo. I don't even know if they still make it. Anyway, Prel shampoo came in a container that looked like a toothpaste tube. It was clear. You could see the shampoo, but... In our minds, if it's in a toothpaste tube, then it is toothpaste. So,
correct.
My brother, and we did this, I mean, for weeks, man, and it didn't taste good. It tasted the way you think shampoo would taste, but we thought it was toothpaste. It was a little bit thinner than toothpaste, but like anything, when you see bubbles, you're getting stuff clean. So we would brush our teeth, man. And I mean, there's bubbles coming out of our nose, coming out of our mouth.
Still getting the job done.
Look, our teeth were white. We did not like the taste, but we really thought we were doing the right thing. And my parents never saw us do it because, like anything, kids get up for the parents are sleeping in on the weekend. Finally, they approach us and they're like, so my mother's holding up these empty tubes of Prel. I'm like, are you guys washing your hair? What are you doing? Where's all my Prel going? I'm like, why would we wash our hair with toothpaste? And I remember seeing my father's face just lights up because he's now piecing together what might be happening. And he said, are you brushing your teeth with this? We're like, yeah. He's like, it's shampoo. We're like, no, man, we're pretty sure that's toothpaste, Dad. He's like, okay, well, listen, do me a favor before CPS shows up. Stop brushing your teeth with it. It's freaking shampoo. We had no idea, man. I mean, for weeks,
Jesus,
we would just brush bubbles everywhere. And it was hard. The more you rinsed out your mouth, the more bubbles were in there. We thought everything about it was wrong, but it never occurred to us that this thing that says shampoo right there on the label could actually be shampoo.
It's like some people have like different, like some people have like fancier toothpaste.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't know the brands or whatever. So it's at somebody's house and same thing, but it wasn't even toothpaste.
What was it?
Some type of ointment.
Oh,
did you use that?
I mean, as soon as it hit my tooth and the flavor was so awful.
Right.
And it just like smeared. It didn't like toothpaste. But same thing. I was just like, oh my God.
Probably like a metallic hemorrhoid cream.
Right. Something like that.
Honestly, they had two children. I think it was like bomb, like some like all natural Balmax or some crap.
And his gum shrunk.
Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
I was the man that night, though.
Hello, Todd. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So not me in particular, but a pal of mine. We were in the Dakotas chasing oil beam or the oil boom back in 2009 or 10. And we had went out on a Sunday and partied in town. And he commenced to getting tuned up quite well. And when he got back to the house, he was, he was sick. So he was calling the dinosaurs in the bathroom, if you will, and lost his partial, his teeth. And got up, flushed the toilet, and realized, you know, that he acted teeth right out of his head. Next morning, called in, not going to make it. Dug up the lids, got into the tank, retrieved said partial because he didn't want to spend the money for a new one.
No way.
Nope.
True story.
And just stuck it right back in his mouth. After some cleaning.
I'm sure after it sat in the glass for a couple of days or whatever.
Did he say how much money he was going to save? I mean, look, I know the medical world's ridiculous, but sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and write that check.
I mean, $1,000, I'd have spent $1,000 on another set. Yeah, I would just called it, you know. But anyway, that's my story.
Yeah.
God, yeah. I'd let it go, man.
I was still wigged out when I picked those glasses up out of the porta potty.
And that's not going in your mouth.
No, it's going back on my face.
Yeah.
From the honey bucket. Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, fellas.
Hola.
I got pee.
How did you end up sampling urine?
I got a job where I do some landscaping and inevitably I'll be at a customer's house where I can't use the facilities or, you know, shouldn't just go into someone's house and I'll have to pop into my truck and use a water bottle. And I got done with the job, was hot and tired and on the way home and just grabbed the first bottle that I saw and didn't remember that I just used it.
Ah, did you get a mouth full or did you realize it as soon as it touched your tongue?
I got a mouth full of it and yacked it right out my window while I was driving away. Yeah, it was hard to do.
Yeah, but at least the good news is at least it's yours. Not the pee is that much different, but you just feel better knowing that it's yours.
I think you feel a little bit better knowing it's yours. It's still disgusting, but
I don't think his mind was on, well, at least it's mine.
Not in the moment.
No, but just overall.
If your work buddy had said, oh, sorry, that's mine, somehow it's different.
Oh, yeah.
The first time my kid peed, basically. I don't know what it is with little kids. And you go to change their diaper because they've done their business. And even though you're wiping their ass and it's all about poop, it seems like in that moment that the diaper's not on, especially little boys, well, now they got to pee. It's something about
it's
a little
freedom,
boy.
Man.
It is a perfect, like, arc. So you're kind of leaning over the kid, and they're so beautiful. They're so precious. They're 6 months old. And just, like, God, man. You know? And it's not, it hits you right in the mouth. You back away, and then you got to wait for him to finish peeing.
Did he laugh at you?
No, they don't know.
It's Janet.
diaper right back on top of him.
No diaper on. I just finished wiping his butt, put him on his back, and it was just like, pow! It's like, God! Jesus. That, and when they puke in your mouth, you have a little kid, and you hold them up over your head, and they just...
Blech. My old man used to set the bomb off on my mom. He'd come home and he'd, you know, play with my sister, throw her up all over the place, and we're having a good old time. All right, honey, gotta go to work. Blat, give her to mom, and then he leaves.
Yeah, my one cousin, I remember the first time I met, like, her oldest. A, I was shocked she was already pregnant again, which is a weird way to get that info from your cousin. I'm like, how's that possible? She's like, you only gotta wait 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I was like, all right, I'll hold the baby, which I rarely will hold a big, tiny baby. They're like, don't worry. And I was like, all right. I mean, 2 seconds, that thing puked. And I'm just like, just that same, you know, as you're holding it, you're just like.
Smells like chalk.
And it's like, what is that on my neck? And then I just hear her husband going, the baby's puking all over your back. And I'm like,
yep.
said it just puked.
Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.